With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A suspect linked to an Islamic terror attack in New Orleans that killed 14 people on New Year's Day is under arrest in Iraq. The suspected ISIS member will be prosecuted under the country's anti-terrorism laws. According to a new report from the National Center for International Judicial Cooperation, the two nations have been working together on the investigation. The driver, who plowed into the French Quarter crowd, Shamsou Din Jabbar, was killed by police. The FBI said at the time that the Army sergeant from Texas was radicalized as an ISIS supporter. The case of a botched FBI raid in Atlanta goes before the Supreme Court.
FBI agents broke down Trina Martin's door in Atlanta before dawn in 2017.
It's an agent in front of me with a gun pointing to my face with a bright light.
Martin says she, her boyfriend, and then 7-year-old son were terrified. Agents later realized they were in the wrong house. Martin wants to hold federal law enforcement accountable in court, but we're told they can't sue over an honest mistake. The justices seemed open to giving Martin and her family another chance to sue over the raid. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was among those who suggested there could be some situations where law enforcement decisions should be shielded from liability, though perhaps not here. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump wants to enable automakers to create more domestic manufacturing jobs.
President Trump has had meetings with both domestic and foreign auto producers, and he's committed to bringing back auto production to the U.S. So we want to give the automakers a path to do that quickly, efficiently, and create as many jobs as possible.
Commerce Department says the administration will offer automakers that finish their vehicles domestically a 15% rebate. This is SRN News. In part two of our series on Dr. Ingrid Scupp, vice president of the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute, she highlights the dangers of unregulated online access to chemical abortion drugs and warns the lack of in-person care can prove deadly.
Even when it was tightly regulated, even when it was used at less than 7 weeks gestation, approximately 1 out of 20 women would fail, would require surgery.
Scupp adds the current online availability of chemical abortion drugs creates many potential dangers.
When these are ordered online, the computer doesn't know who that person is. A sex trafficker, incestuous abuser, coercive boyfriend can order and pretend to be a woman. There are no safeguards to prevent them from being mailed out. And then he can provide those to a woman who doesn't want to abort her child.
Dr. Scupp contends the current online access should be opposed by everyone who claims to care about women's health care. This is SRN News. GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says some industries may need temporary relief during the Trump tariff battles. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Blackburn says she supports the president's strategy.
President Trump is using tariffs to get people to the negotiating table.
In the short run, however, Blackburn says the battle poses a threat to vital supply chains for industries in her state.
Several areas that are going to need some type temporary relief.
Blackburn says the goal of the president's tariffs is to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing, bolster the economy, create higher paying jobs, and eventually lower the cost of living. Bob Agnew reporting.
Two Los Angeles area federal judges who lost their homes in the Palisades fire are suing the L.A. Department of Water and Power. U.S. District Court Judge Dean Prazerson and Magistrate Judge Vijay Gandhi argue in their lawsuit that LADWP failed to properly prepare for the wildfire. More details at SRNNews.com.